Cari fratelli e sorelle, oggi si celebra la giornata mondiale del migrante e del rifugiato.
Pope Francis appealed for better treatment of child migrants on Sunday, speaking to pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with him. The Holy Father renewed his call for prayerful and concrete solidarity with minors forced to flee their homelands, especially for the children and adolescents forced to flee on their own without the company of parents or older relatives.
È necessario adottare ogni possibile misura per garantire ai minori migranti la protezione e la difesa, come anche la loro integrazione.
It is necessary to take every possible measure to ensure protection and defense to migrant children, Pope Francis said, as well as their integration into host societies. These, our brothers and sisters, especially if unaccompanied, are exposed to many dangers, the Pope said, dangers that include being taken and sold into slavery, often sexual slavery. January 15th is the 103rd iteration of the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which this year is focused particularly on the plight of the youngest migrants under the theme Child Migrants, the Vulnerable and the Voiceless. Pope Francis offered special greetings in this regard to the representatives of the many different ethnic communities present in the city and in St. Peter's Square for the occasion.
Cari amici, vi auguro di vivere serenamente nelle località che vi accolgono, rispettandone le leggi e le tradizioni e allo stesso tempo custodendo i valori delle vostre culture di origine.
Dear friends, I hope that you are able to live peacefully in the places that welcome you, the Holy Father said, respecting their laws and traditions and at the same time maintaining the values of your cultures of origin. The Pope went on to say the encounter of different cultures is always an enrichment for everyone. Offering thanks to the Migrants Office of the Diocese of Rome and to those who work with migrants to welcome them and accompany them in their difficulties, and encouraging everyone so committed to continue in their work, Pope Francis commended the example of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, the patron saint of migrants, who passed into eternal life 100 years ago this year.
Questa suora coraggiosa dedicò la sua vita a portare l'amore di Cristo a quanti erano lontani dalla patria e dalla famiglia.
This courageous sister dedicated her life to bringing the love of Christ to those who were far from home and family, he said. Her witness, continued Pope Francis, helps us to take care of the brother from a far-off land, in whom Jesus is present, often suffering, rejected, and humiliated. Pope Francis has also dedicated his message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees to children. More and more children are crossing borders on their own. A recent United Nations report revealed that over 100,000 unaccompanied minors applied for asylum in 78 countries in 2015. That's triple the number from the year before. The international director of the Jesuit Refugee Service, Father Tom Smolich, spoke to Linda Bordoni about the Pope's message and about the work carried forward by JRS across the globe.
I've been very struck by the Pope's speaking the past couple of months, in particular, focusing on children, the needs of children who are migrants and refugees, the most vulnerable, as he says over and over again. Certainly, the statistics would tell us that approximately half of those who are refugees and forced migrants are under the age of 18, so we're talking about a large number of young men and women. A lot of them, more than ever before, are unaccompanied minors, especially children leaving places like Eritrea, where their folks tell them to go and don't ask where they are so that they can't be tracked down. Or even we're seeing so much in Central America now, where the children often head north and the parents head south, just out of fear of what can be done in terms of the violence there. So we certainly see this. where I think the Pope's message about the vulnerability of children, the children being the first to suffer, I think he's right on. I think the other point that he makes at the end of his message on the importance of protection, integration, and long-term solutions, our experience would be he's absolutely right. Protection and integration, I think, very much go together. JRS, as you know, does a lot of work in education. Education is a way which both protects and enables young people to participate in the societies that they are currently living in and will live in the future. So I found his talk very moving. And this focus on children, I think, is especially appropriate now, as there are so many voices in the blogosphere and in the newspapers and saying no and shut our doors and build walls. He's saying focus on those most vulnerable, focus on those most in need.
The Pope, in his message, is very forceful regarding how vulnerable children are to trafficking and exploitation. He lists some of the terrible things that can happen to them. Have you any experience in this regard?
Unfortunately, yes. One of the phenomena that we deal with often are children, young people who have been trafficked. This is more often with young girls, sometimes young boys. But there's a vulnerability which comes in being on the move. You're without friends, you're without family, you're without the social structures that can protect our most vulnerable, and bad things happen.
What do you hope for in this year?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm always hopeful. I think to be part of JRS is to be an optimist. What I would say, though, as you were asking me that question, the thought that flashed on my mind was something a Jesuit spiritual director had told me years ago. He said, if you can't imagine something, it will never happen. So I think it's, especially in light of the Pope's message talking, focusing on children in the future, it's important, I think, to imagine what a future could look like. We can imagine a Syria that is not at war. We have to imagine that, and if we can imagine that seeing happen, then we can take the steps to have it. We have to be able to imagine that every refugee child can find a seat in school, whether that be at a chair, whether it be on the ground, because it's a very simple classroom. But we have to imagine that that is possible, and then we take the steps to get there. So yes, will there be some things that we don't like this year? Undoubtedly so. But I think the Pope is on to something here in stressing the needs of children, in stressing the vulnerability, but also the hope that children bring. The more we can see this phenomenon of refugees and forced migrants from the experience of children, from the needs of children, I think the better we might be able to imagine a response.
As we went to air, Pope Francis was saying Mass at the Roman parish of St. Mary in Setteville, where he was making a pastoral visit. The visit began at 3 p.m. Rome time and included moments with the sick of the parish, including a private meeting with one of the parish curates, Don Giuseppe Burardino, who suffers from ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. With the children and young people in the parish's catechetical programs, with the parents of children baptized during the course of the past year, and with parishioners who contribute to Santa Maria's pastoral outreach initiatives. Pope Francis also heard confessions before the start of Mass.